Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when I was growing up, this is another one of those when I was growing up stories. When I was growing up, initially, I remember just being a little guy and there was one TV station. It was the Dumont Television Network. It's not that I'm that old, it's just that things have progressed. And we had a little 13-inch television set that was a round screen, and it would come on about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and as far as I remember, it would be on for a couple hours, and then it would be a test pattern that said Westinghouse. And how things have changed. There are literally hundreds of cable channels now. I don't mean a hundred. I mean hundreds and hundreds. And people always wonder, why is the content of the shows, why are they not as good as they once were? Well, when you have hundreds, maybe 400 cable channels, I don't know exactly how many, and you're trying to program 24 hours a day, and that's another thing. At 1 o'clock in the morning on every single channel until the cable came along, they'd play the Star Spangled Banner, you would see the jets flying overhead, and they'd sign off till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Now we operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 400 or more channels, and those all have to be filled with content. Well, how many great writers are there to write these scripts? You know, there are only so many. So what do they have to do? They have to throw out anything that's going to sell time, because what's the purpose of a television program? It's not to entertain. It's to entertain you so you watch the commercial. So people will pay them. And, of course, cable is a different story. But I enjoy going back and watching the old programs. You can go on Hulu or other sites and you can watch the old programs, because those programs had to have a script. They were in black and white. There was nothing that exploded. There was no big visuals. There was no incredible animation in it. It's just the script. And if you watch Perry Mason, of course there's a formula. Somebody gets themselves in trouble. Somebody goes to Perry. They say they're innocent. Before you know it, they're in trial, and the district attorney, Berger, is just attacking and telling people how terrible they are, and Perry's going to have his stunts, and he's going to do this and do that. And at the end of the program, we get a surprise, and that's the story. The story is we're hooked because we don't really know who did it. The stories are well written. It's unusual to really understand who committed the crime. So we want to watch it. We want to find out. And up until that last minute, we don't really know, because they're not really telling us. There is no way for us to know. And that's the intrigue. Now, when you're marketing, are you marketing the same old blah, blah stuff that everybody else is marketing? You are passionate about what you do. You are there for the customer. You are going to just make it happen. You know, you just can't believe how good you are. You aren't telling them what they need to know. You need to tell something that's going to actually light up their brain in your marketing materials, something that says these people are different. You know, I don't know who they are, but I feel something. I see something. There's something here, just like watching an old Perry Mason episode or maybe a Twilight Zone. Ah, there's a good one. The twist of the Twilight Zones. You need to have that uniqueness in your presentation. Take and look at every single one of your competitors' websites, and you can see their marketing materials through their websites, and you're going to go, if you were blindfolded, would you know who they were? If you couldn't, if their name was taken off the screen and it was blacked out, would you understand who they are? Would you want to do business with them? And that's a way to judge your marketing materials. If you didn't have a name on there, would people want to know what your name is? Or as they say in Cheers, you know, the place where you want to go because everybody knows your name. Do they know you? Are they excited about it? Do they feel you can help them? Or are they going, yeah, another website. Okay, let's click on to the next one. Marketing materials, oh, boring. I've seen this before like 1,000 times. I look at websites and LinkedIn pages all day long, and it's amazing how many of them are just so similar. You could interchange the names. It would make no difference. Don't do that to your company. Expect more from your marketing people. Make them really understand your business and make them understand that you are unique, and this is why you are unique, and this is what you're going to do for your customer, for your client. You're going to make it happen for them, just like I always want to make it happen for you. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.